I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Picture a curbside lined with garbage. You might be imagining old mattresses or discarded TVs, but there's one bit of trash your mind might block out: cigarette butts. An anthropology professor at Connecticut College has become obsessed with these often overlooked artifacts of modern life, examining what they can tell us about our culture and the basics of archaeology. When you think about ancient artifacts, you're likely to envision some kind of golden idol, maybe hidden far away in a booby-trapped temple. But Anthony Gresh, chair of the anthropology department at Connecticut College, says fascinating artifacts are actually all around us, if you look down and sometimes are willing to scrounge around a little bit.
Trash is in many ways the bread and butter of archaeology, right? And so trash can give voice to those who have no voice in history books.
As an undergrad at UCLA, Gresh got a taste of trash archaeology by studying refuse from indigenous cultures off the coast of Santa Barbara, California. He went out to some islands, dug up old garbage, and says that waste taught him about food preferences and social order in ancient Chumash Indian tribes. Today, he says,
we stand to learn a lot about ourselves by looking at our own trash.
And to that end, he's looking at some of the grossest pieces of modern-day garbage out there: dingy old cigarette butts. More than 40,000 of them, which he and his students collected over the course of 2 years from parking lots outside New London bars. It was sometimes pretty gross.
So occasionally we'd come to these like outdoor cigarette receptacles, like a 5-gallon bucket, and someone yacked inside of it.
Remember what I said about bravely scrounging?
And you might think, as you know, as you're hearing this, that there would be no decision in your mind. You would just not do it. But once you become sort of an archaeologist of the modern, it's a tougher decision.
Gresh says he walked away from the vomit bins, usually, and as the project progressed, his students, always wearing gloves, visited Irish pubs, sports bars, and dance clubs. They mapped the sites and made detailed notes about where exactly a discarded butt was found. As we talk in a basement office, holding volumes of old smoked butts collected by Gresh and his students that smells, remarkably, quite clean, Gresh says modern artifacts like cigarettes can tell us a lot, providing insights into our consumption patterns, why we choose a certain type of cigarette, and where we go to smoke it, socialize, and hang out. And there's also the project's ecological dimension.
They really are these little miniature vessels of toxic waste. Hundreds of chemicals are added to ragleaf tobacco, but when combusted, when burned, when you smoke a cigarette, it transforms those chemicals into like another 1,000 chemicals, and many of them are carcinogens.
Gresh says the data is already yielding insight into how people smoke, socialize, and litter in front of storefronts in the community. It's information he hopes to take back to the city of New London, helping them examine the downstream impacts roadside trash like cigarettes could have on tourism and waterway pollution. And since discarded cigarette butts are constantly appearing everywhere, Gresh says the project also gives his students a chance to easily engage the full arc of archaeological research.
To do what you might think of as traditional archaeological work, breaking ground, digging, excavating, requires a lot of time. Every time we dig into the ground, we destroy a bit of the past. You can't put it back the way it was. This kind of work allows us to escape the burdens of that time frame.
Gresh says his more than 40,000 data points are all logged. Now he's working on analyzing the information and eventually plans to co-author an article with a former student calling attention to the teaching opportunities afforded by trash. And no, in case you're wondering, Gresh doesn't smoke. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.